Colts, defensively, they've given up more points than any team in the league, and a lot of stats aren't in their favor. But what do you see out of them as you're watching the film?
We see a lot of good players. They got good DNs. They're a really fast team. They got fast linebackers, fast defensive line, fast corners, everything. So we just got to go out there. We got to execute. We got to play hard. It doesn't matter what records are. It's NFL. Every team has good players.
As you go through the film any week, do you see tendencies and areas that you can generally try to exploit a team as you're going through, you know, the course of a week?
Yeah, definitely. That's what you want to do. You want to exploit a team. You want to find their weaknesses. You want to find the areas where you can get the ball down the field. You want to find the areas where you can get the ball running down the field, where the open gaps and everything. So that's what preparing for the whole week is, so you can go out there and you can make the plays where you want them to go.
How much do you try to improve on your game every week? Like, critique yourself as you look at this film?
Every week. I mean, you watch the game film from the following game and everything, and you see what you did wrong, and then you go out to practice, and you get better. You do the individual drills and everything, and you just your coaches are there to keep our critic in you to get better at all times.
As a tight end, I imagine you might be asked to help out when it comes to blocking those big defensive ends. What stands out for you the most about those two guys?
Their speed and their quickness. I mean, you got to be aware of where they're going to make a move at all times. So if they're going to go inside, if they're going to go outside, if they're going to put the spin move on you. So those DNs, you just got to be aware of where they're going to go because they got so much speed.
Are you even more motivated because you don't want to be the first team to lose to the Colts?
I mean,
or does that make a difference to you?
I mean,
people would look at it.
Yeah, you can say that a little bit. You don't want to be the team too, but you're motivated every week for the games because it's every team, and a win is a win and a loss is a loss, and you definitely need that win. So it's a big game to get this victory.
Rob, I know a lot of times you guys want to get off to fast starts, but you guys have kind of struggled a little. You spun your wheels a little bit in the first quarter. What is it going to take to get that fast start that you need and to just keep pushing on?
Making plays, getting the ball down the field, getting the run game going. Once we get the run game going, you can do some play actions and stuff. So to get the ball down the field and get guys open. So just basically going out right from the start and executing well.
Rob, have you ever been on a team that struggled as much as the Colts at any level?
I haven't been on a couple bad teams, but nothing like that. So nothing too bad. I think my worst was like 4 wins in 1 year on a team. I don't even like high school. So no.
Any disappointment you're not going to get a chance to play against your brother or see your brother on the other side?
Yeah, definitely. I was definitely looking forward to that, but fortunately he's on the IR now with surgery, so he's just doing well, and maybe next year I'll get him.
Have you had much contact with him and spoken to him about what's going on out there with the Colts?
No. Nope.